This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the day the late musical genius Prince would have turned 65. It's also been 30 years since the musician changed his name to what he called an unpronounceable symbol. That symbol, like the artist behind it, has had a lasting effect on the music industry and the way artists define their brands. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The symbol is known as a glyph and combines the traditional symbols for male and female.
And it has this additional kind of Rococo squiggle in it.
Writer Dan Pipenbring collaborated with Prince on his posthumous memoir, The Beautiful Ones. The name change came about at a time when Prince was unhappy with his longtime record label.
While he was still being paid very generously by Warner Brothers, the conditions of that contract, especially as it pertained to how and when and why he could release his music, that those conditions had become kind of onerous. He felt that he no longer had control over his songs.
And he wanted to release them on his own terms, points out writer and tech entrepreneur Anil Dash.
Kind of very famously said that if you don't own your masters, then your masters own you. At the time when he changed his name, he took to shortly thereafter writing the word slave on his face, which is a pretty profound statement for a black artist to make.
When will we be paid for the work we've done?
In order to be sure the media could use his new name immediately, floppy disks with the glyph were sent to press outlets. This was 1993. Writer Dan Pipenbring says the use of a symbol was prescient and on brand for Prince.
I mean, already through the 80s, he would abridge Y-O-U to U. He would abridge F-O-R to the numeral 4. He loved to communicate in this kind of truncated way that prefigured text speak.
Prince's name change also affected how other musicians do business with their labels.
Jay-Z, Rihanna, these are artists who now insist on owning their own masters. Without Prince's name change in 1993, you don't really get to that conversation as quickly.
The artist did eventually revert to using his original name and gained control of his masters in 2014, embracing both ownership and his identity.
My name is Prince, and I am funky.
And my name is Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.